Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Rob, let's talk a little bit about the Chiefs, and we will get back to the Royals coming up in just a bit. So, according to The Athletic, the Chiefs want to be a staple on Christmas Day. Very similar to Thanksgiving, where the Lions and Cowboys play every single Thanksgiving, the Chiefs have asked the NFL, can they host a home game every single Christmas? Now, I'm a little bit torn about this because, number one, I understand why the Chiefs would want to do this. If this is going to be a thing, which I think it is very clear that the NFL wants it to be a thing, we have now seen what the value is to a streaming company for one NFL game. They are willing to pay $30 million for the opportunity to broadcast one NFL game. You don't got to give them an entire package. You can simply break off pieces of the schedule and one by one sell games to Amazon, sell games to Netflix, sell games to Peacock. And these companies will pay a lot of money for the ability to broadcast said game. So I see why the NFL is so interested in keeping this around. We also tune into these games. It's also a game or a day in which people are off work. Like Thanksgiving, people are at home. People are together with their families. People watch television on these days. So I understand why the league wants to put games on that day. I've got this question, though, about it. How does this work? Because it works on Thursday for Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is always the same. Sure, the date might change, but it is always the same Thursday in the same month every single year. You never have any conflicts. You have conflicts on Christmas because Christmas moves every year. What do they do when Christmas is on a Tuesday? In the collective bargaining agreement, the players cannot work on Tuesday. They are allowed days off like everybody else at their job. Your job doesn't have you work every single day. You get a weekend at some point. You get some time off. NFL players have it on Tuesday. Hey, we don't have practice. We don't have film. That's our off day. That's when we get paid every Tuesday. I'm sure Tuesday is a great day. Are they now going to ask the players to play on Tuesday too? Could we potentially be in a situation where one team quite literally could play on every single day of the week? The NFL has now shown you they're not afraid to put you on Friday. They're going to have a Friday game this year. In fact, the Chiefs could be playing in that Friday game. Remember last year it was the Eagles and the Packers. This year it's going to be the Chargers. One of the teams that NBC wants is a Chiefs and Chargers game. So they could be playing on that day. We're now talking about them playing on Christmas Day, which is on a Thursday. Obviously, we'll play on Sunday and Monday and all the other days that are available. I understand why the NFL wants to do this. I get it. I understand why a team is saying, hey, I mean, if you guys are going to play on these days, they're marquee visibility days. Part of how the Cowboys became America's team is playing on every Thanksgiving. On the biggest day on the NFL schedule, at least in the regular season, the Cowboys are always on it. That's incredible for brand visibility. How does this work from a logistics standpoint? when Christmas moves so much and it's also really late in the season? Christmas will one day be on a Tuesday. When do you have the team play? So they're going to play on the Sunday and then they'll play on the Tuesday. There's a lot of logistics to figure this out every single year. If the NFL wants to make Christmas a staple part of the schedule, the same way that it is for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving doesn't move. And now you have adjusted the NFL schedule to accommodate every Thursday. You have not adjusted the NFL schedule to accommodate Wednesdays and Tuesdays because they don't play football games usually on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Me and you are 100% lockstep. When I first saw this come out, the Chiefs are trying to make themselves a fixture on Christmas. I understand why the league wants it. I understand why Clark Hunt wants it. You want to be one of the iconic brands in the NFL. You want to be on national TV as much as possible. If you lock yourself into Christmas Day, you become one of those brands. Even when the Lions stunk, we all watched the Lions one day, and the Lions had a visibility because they were playing on Thanksgiving. I get why the league, Mark Donovan, Clark Hunt, I get why all of them are signing up for this. But it feels like they're also signing up for being at a disadvantage every single season. Because even when this Christmas Day game is like this year, and it's on Thursday, do you know what NFL players hate? The Thursday game. They all talk bad about it all the time.
I actually don't know if that's true.
They don't like the short week. They do not like short weeks.
I think it's actually kind of split. I actually think there's a lot of players that are just thinking, hey, we don't practice that week. Now, I'm not saying all players don't hate it. I think it's probably pretty split. I think there is a group of NFL players that think, hey, this week is easy for us. If we play on Sunday, we don't practice during the week because we play. It's just quick walkthrough. We do those things. And yeah, we go out there and we play on Thursday. And then we get Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off for the next week. And we can rest, spend time with our family, and do all of those things. So again, I'm not saying that's every single NFL player. I'm assuming that it's pretty split in all of those things.
That's fair.
There certainly is a group of players that like playing on the Thursday and consider it to be an advantage on the back end, not the front end.
I think they all dislike the front end. It's probably a better way for me to say it. I don't think they like the Sunday to Thursday turnaround. And that's something we already have on the schedule. There are going to be some years where it's the hinky Saturday to Wednesday you got last year. How does a Tuesday? Like, there are, you know, now let's say the Chiefs play on Monday Night Football on Christmas Day. Now it's a short week going into the final week of the season, which could be I think from a branding perspective, this makes sense from a competitive on the field prospect. If I'm Clark Hunt, I'm not volunteering my team for this in perpetuity. If I get it, I get it. But I'm not signing up forever for this because I think there is a potential competitive disadvantage that is just, to me, as important as the branding and imaging of the team.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, the NBA has already figured Christmas games off with days off. That's not that hard. I don't think it's fair to compare it to the NBA. Number one, we're not even halfway through the season when they do this in the NBA. And the NBA is already used to playing on every single day of the week anyways. It's very, very different. So, yeah, you just don't play on Monday and Tuesday. You'll play on the Wednesday. You'll get some days off on the back end, and we can figure out the schedule. Yeah, I mean, that's not that hard to figure out if you are baseball or basketball and you already build your schedule this way. It's not really how NFL schedules work. I mean, there are some teams that they play on 3 days a week. They play on Thursday. They play one Thursday game. They play a majority of their games on Sunday. Maybe they get a Monday game. It is just now a new thing that we are opening up the schedule where you play every single day. They also have it in the NBA where teams play on back-to-back days. That's part of the problem with NBA players. They don't want to play on back-to-back days. We don't want to have to play on Tuesday, then we have to fly somewhere and then turn around and play on Wednesday. That is a problem that you don't have in the NFL. So I don't know if it's fair to compare the way the NBA schedules these things versus how the NFL can potentially schedule Christmas and how things could potentially work. It is obvious that when money is involved, and we are talking about a whole lot of money, that they will figure this thing out and the players will complain about it, but their paychecks will go up and usually that calms a lot of it. I do think it's pretty interesting, and I would say this is something that the Chiefs will probably get. If the Chiefs are volunteering to do this, and at least in the short term, now it's not going to be this in perpetuity,